AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's announced new double-digit tariffs on dozens of U.S. trading partners, charging they've inadequately enforced bans on goods produced by forced labor. Temporary levies he imposed after a stinging defeat at the Supreme Court are set to expire tomorrow. On Monday, Trump also announced new tariffs on Canada. Jennifer King has the latest on that.
Prime Minister Mark Carney says they are intensifying negotiations with the U.S. to reach a comprehensive trade deal, but are prepared to respond if President Trump's threat of 50% tariffs comes into effect on August 19th.
Everything's on the table if there's no agreement, depending on the outcome of the negotiations.
Carney, speaking after a meeting on Prince Edward Island with premiers and territorial leaders, says Canada will continue to build and diversify its economy.
We are going to support Canadian families, workers, businesses. Full stop.
He was asked, even if an agreement is signed, if President Trump can be trusted.
It's their self-interest.
Audio courtesy CTV.
I'm Jennifer King.
Iranian state media is reporting explosions in at least four areas, including two sites along the Strait of Hormuz. This is U.S. Central Command says it's carrying out more strikes. The Iran war appeared to widen today as Yemen's Houthi rebels claimed attacks on two Saudi oil tankers in the Red Sea. And Sagar Magani reports a member of Vice President J.D. Vance's security detail is under investigation.
The Secret Service says the probe centers on allegations a detail member compromised operational and information security. It says the internal investigations tied to an MS Now report last week, which said some Secret Service agents privately expressed frustration over the Vance family's last-minute travel. The vice president and his wife recently welcomed their fourth child, the first born to a sitting VP in nearly 150 years. All four kids are under 10. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is AP News. A nun's detention.
Sister Leticia Ogbuaja was walking to Sunday Mass last month in McAllen, Texas, in her nun's habit, when two armed men approached her.
I was very much afraid. With cold sweat, I can just hear my heart.
Ogbuaja's attorney says she has for years been granted protection from removal to her native Nigeria because she was likely to face torture there. Since this happened on a Sunday, Ogbuaja said it was heartbreaking she could not go to Mass.
And I told him, can I go to Mass? Can I just attend Mass? Can I receive communion? And the answer was no.
She was released several hours after being detained and is grateful for those who have helped her.
Gratitude does not mean I can stay quiet about what happened to me.
Ogbuaja has a check-in appointment with ICE next week. I'm Ed Donahue.
More news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.